Chaotic thoughts. Why people can't get what they want. Most people will never wake up to doing something about solving the problem they have in life, which is figuring out what's stopping them getting what they want. Most people live predominantly unconscious lives, bumping through them. Only a tiny percentage of people wake up and realize that not only do they not have what they want, but that they actually want to figure out how to get it. So because you are here, I know you're in the minority of people who at least want more from life and are looking for the missing answers. This video is going to explain how our minds actually work against us most of the time, and it will show that the successes we have, no matter how small, are actually impressive, given what we are all going up against. Most people who are aware and decide that they want more from life than they have, or they are aware that life hasn't worked out for them as much as they would have liked it to, they recognise somewhere along the way that they need to change. So they reach out to the self-help or personal development industry to be taught all manner of self-improvement. From success in life to success at tennis, from achieving enlightenment to building a successful business, you name it, you can learn how to do it from people who have done it. When we reach out, what we are looking for is to be good or better at something that we are currently not good enough at. Or as Abraham Maslow put it, the desire to become more and more what one is. To become everything that one is capable of becoming. The problem is that personal development books on some very tricky subjects like success in life, relationship success, business success, stock trading success, and a whole array of those sort of subjects don't actually work for 99.999% of people. Though they appear to. But then the sun appears to go around the earth. The reason why they don't work is the training is sort of like a software program, and a person reads it and thinks they are loading it onto their supercomputer, their mind. But what they don't realise is that their mind has a couple of pre-existing problems. Problem one, it has this virus already in their mind, which means that the wonderful new software probably won't work. Because the person is loading this powerful software into their supermind, or rather their supercomputer, which already has a virus. Now when it comes to computers, we all know that first the virus must be removed before you can possibly load any new software onto it. But we do not consider this where it comes to our minds. The second problem is, there is no structured thinking system to apply the new software, the new system, in a way which would make it work. Think of this like an operating system for a computer. Without it, the computer would be useless, as it won't run the software. Though with humans, we think we already have an operating system, which means we assume, without thought, that we don't need one. So what actually happens is, we simply create chaotic thought. Now success books, the new software, are taught by people who are in control of their thinking around a particular subject. They have a perfectly functioning operating system around their software's subject. So our perfect human socially conditioned logic says we should learn from an expert. This is how we are taught. Find an expert and copy what they do. However, if your mind is not in the same state as theirs, then your mind will run their training, their software, differently to how they run it. Meaning, you will get a different result to them, even though you are copying exactly what they do. Are you beginning to see why some of the things you have attempted to do may not have worked? To be able to learn from a book on success in any subject, you first need to have a mind capable of working in the same way as the success teacher's. Because the success teacher's mind is not chaotic around the subject they are teaching on success. It may be and is likely to be chaotic around other subjects in their life. But around that subject, they have orderly, controlled, harmonious thinking. Their mind around that subject is like a perfectly balanced ecosystem of thought. If something happens to shake that ecosystem, then their mind is able to adjust it in a very orderly and calm way. Whereas when someone who does not have orderly, calm thoughts around that subject learns an expert system, and then something comes in to unbalance it, then they have chaotic thoughts drag them off, which lead to failure. However, the chaotic thoughts appear to be rational, accurate, and solid reasons why, so they have an illusion take them away from the truth. Meaning they conclude that either they can't do it, or that the expert system doesn't work. Whereas in truth, the expert system works fine for the expert's mind, which is very calm and harmonized around their expert subject. But from the student's position, it may only intellectually feel right. They probably can't get it to work. This is because their mind has plenty of chaos going on in and around this particular area, or areas close by. which is why they decide to pick up the course on how to fix it in the first place, meaning they end up perpetuating the problem and don't get what they want, which was success on that subject. Do you see how thinking has gotten extremely bent out of shape now after attempting to solve the problem? So now you have two unhappy people, the person who didn't get it to work and the expert who knows his or her system works, if the student would just apply it. The expert knows this for a fact, because it worked for them. So they want to help people trying to succeed, which is why they decided to teach it in the first place. The problem is the expert hasn't fully considered the place, or rather the position, which the student is in. So they are giving good, if not great, software out, and the person looking to learn is loading this into their mind, which has a virus and no structured thinking system. So they are adding a little order into a world of chaos. What do you think will be the outcome? The order wins or the chaos wins? Is it now easy to understand why acquiring a structured way to think is more important than what to think? As when you know how to think, then you can use that skill to master anything. But if you never learn how to think, then is it reasonable to assume you could spend your entire life going around in circles? The bad news is, without learning how to think before you learn what to think, then you may struggle to master anything. We know it's not possible to load good software onto a computer without first installing the operating system, but none of us were ever taught that we needed to do that for our minds too. The good news is the problem has finally been identified. Now we can actually work on fixing it. People fail and will always continue to fail doing it the what to think way, because they know no better. They were never taught better because the problem has never been identified. So they are attempting to put gasoline in a car that has no engine. Of course it won't ever work. Now, let's look at the loss of our natural structured system for harmonious thought. People cannot succeed at all they want to succeed at in life because there is no order and no harmony in their thinking. Chaos and at times anarchy reigns. The reason there is no order or harmony is that as we age, we are taught to ignore our natural thinking system. This wonderful gift we were all given is forcibly removed from us, as if it was some kind of cancer to be rid of that is harming us. Not only do we have taken away from us our greatest asset, but it is not replaced with any other how to think system. Instead, just more what to think information is piled into a mind that is struggling enough already and also attempting to cope with the loss of its natural thinking system. Basically, we are trained to remove our natural thinking system, then for our entire lifetime just trained what to think. We are not and have never been trained how to think, just more and more of what to think. Now do you understand the problem? Can you see why some things appear to be harder for some than others? But when someone learns how to think, solving things becomes like breathing. So in most people, instead of there being a harmonious mind, which really is a supermind that can achieve virtually anything, there are at best moments of harmony, which only occasionally replace what's normally inside a person's mind. So people, virtually everyone, well, about 99%, have moments of harmony followed by mostly chaos at best, and at the worst times have anarchy going on inside their mind. When there is anarchy, is it easy to see why success can appear elusive? People find it harder and harder to succeed in life as they age despite all of the knowledge and wisdom they acquire from their extended time here. Results show this way doesn't work, yet everyone does it this way. Why do we keep doing it? Because we have no other plan. We are taught if we learn more, then it'll get easier and we will succeed. But the results are pretty much opposite to this. However, no one has a better plan, so everyone keeps doing it this way, and most people end up disappointed with the result. The reason we find it harder as we age is because of the removal of our natural system of thinking progresses throughout our life, and then more what to think information suppresses our now limited ability more and more. Our minds work in pretty much the same way as a car that is not maintained. First, it runs worse and worse until one day it no longer runs at all, and people give up. But we are resilient. Our bodies and minds are nothing short of amazing. Our minds really are incredibly powerful and efficient at surviving despite all that is done to them. Simply, we have not been shown how to use our minds, just what to put in them. The reason we keep trying despite all of the hurdles that are put in our way is because our natural structured system for harmonious thought is never fully eradicated. It's removed through social conditioning, and the level of its removal is different for different people and different for different subjects. There is no one-size-fits-all situation here, except that there is either a natural system of thinking, which we are all born with, which has either prevailed over social conditioning or descended into various depths of chaotic thought. So there has never before been a system for structured thinking, until now. Some people's natural thinking works fine in some areas and at different levels to others, and some get it wrong in some areas and at different levels to others, meaning we all think differently, as we all have multiple different levels of social conditioning suppressing our natural ability. So your natural, harmonious, structured success system has been replaced with chaotic thought. But this doesn't happen to everybody about everything. It is just what mostly happens to most people. Then they wonder why they can't get something to work. Indeed, a very minor number of people live very successful lives for the majority of it. Most people, however, live very dissatisfied lives for the majority of it. However, everyone is successful at some elements of their life, and it is in those areas where they still possess their natural, orderly, structured thinking system. And it is this system which they must regain use of in order to have whatever it is they want to. Is this making sense to you? Are you beginning to feel like the missing piece of the puzzle is finally being revealed? The problem we as a species have comes from one of our greatest gifts, which is free choice. Without the opportunity of order, we can unconsciously choose chaos. Most of our big mistakes are made when we are actually unconscious to them. The problem with the world is, until I created the Saltori system for structured thinking, there was no other choice. There was no system that would work on a person's mind to keep them predominantly present and out of the unconscious state that does so much harm to their life. So before, chaos was as good as it got, unless you accidentally stumbled across success with your naturally structured mindset. Now, chaos of the mind is uncontrollable thinking. The scary thing is that a person is mostly not in charge of what thoughts are in their mind. Meaning, if they cannot silence their mind, then they are not in control. Depending on the level of pressure a person is under, the control is usually only fully regained first thing in the morning for just a few brief moments. But then the thoughts begin. And to describe this best, a friend of mine described it as, you wake up in the morning, everything is cool for a few moments. Then all of a sudden, the thoughts start, and it feels like a wave of crap just sweeps through your mind. This is chaotic thought, and it controls people's lives with a tsunami of unstructured thoughts in which people's ability to succeed on purpose actually drowns. So, to get what you want, you really need to understand how your mind's ecosystem handles your life. Thoughts are like water. They sit there dormant in your mind, and then all of a sudden, the water somehow turns into a tsunami and washes you away. So you think, I'm not going to let that happen again. I'm going to think positively and I'm going to fix it. So you turn to studying, learning more. More knowledge is obviously the answer. If that were true, then the world's professors would be the most successful. Knowledge isn't the answer. First, we have to have a system to handle that knowledge appropriately inside our minds. There's two reasons why personal development books don't work for 99.999% plus of people. One, the person learning it has no system for handling and applying the new knowledge. Two, the material the book is teaching is only solving part of the problem. The faulty system has to be repaired in its entirety, otherwise you have a balancing the mind's ecosystem problem emerge. When you fix one bit and another bit breaks, so you fix that and another breaks. And then that looks like it's X problem. But then the mind's virus convinces you that it isn't X problem as you fix that. People believe this is orderly thought. It isn't. At best, it's organized chaos. So personal development books are only teaching part of the problem at any time. They teach, say, self-confidence. But self-confidence is no good if a person can't handle stress. So they learn to manage stress. But stress is no good if they worry. So they learn to manage their worries. But then fear is the problem, and their fears bring about anxiety. Then, because they are anxious, they cannot think clearly, and so they try to learn to control their thinking. But they can't, as it's chaos up there. And so this inevitable failure dents or destroys their confidence, which by now is already in tatters. As you read the book on confidence 4 books ago. and you slip properly back into low self-confidence and are now definitely slipping into a level of depression. But it gets worse. You have read a book on confidence, so you now know that. And you know how to be confident, meaning thanks to your logical human mind, that can't be the problem, even though there is this feeling of a lack of confidence. So maybe you consider it a self-esteem issue. But while all of this is going on, your life's not been static too. The mess in your head has now screwed up your relationship. The mess in your head hasn't delivered any of the results you promised yourself and your partner that it would. Basically, you've read a load and learnt a load, and the net result has been you know a load of stuff you can't implement. And because of this, your mind is now in more of a mess than it was when you first began to read. You can kid yourself that I'm wrong if you like, as that is what the voice in your mind will tell you at some point soon. Or you can go and consider this for a while and possibly see the reality instead. How about some calm, simple, systematic, structured thinking? Let me give you a metaphor to explain why personal development doesn't work unless you fix your natural thinking system first. Effectively, personal development books all work. They all contain some excellent material that will teach you a lot of things. But without a structured thinking system in place, then they won't work for all people, only for those who already have a functioning structured thinking system. In the vast majority of people's cases, they will just create a mind mess, and someone who can talk for hours and hours on personal development but have their life in a right mess. We've all met those experts who are not living it, just either think they are living it, or meaning well and attempting to fake it until they make it. Maybe you are one of them. That's okay if you are. But don't you feel it's time for you to get real and learn a system of structured thinking which will mean you not only know this stuff intellectually, but that you can actually apply it to your life and become the person you want to be. And the person you actually are. Or rather, actually were before they convince you to not trust your natural structured thinking system. I'd like you to imagine your mind is a pond. Your pond is calm and is located very near the sea on low-lying land. When your life begins, this pond is full of crystal clear water. The pond is always full, but can cope with any amount of water as it discards automatically any excess. Your thoughts are the water in the pond and are all connected as water is. There's a stream of water flowing into your pond. This is the experiences that are coming to you. This is not necessarily fresh water. It is just water, which at an early age you don't know whether it is polluted or fresh. There are also people who are in your life coming along and putting water into your pond. Some of this water is good fresh water, and some of it is dirty. For the first few years of your life, you don't know what the water is, as you have no control over what water is added to your pond. Also, as you grew up, you could choose what water would be poured into your pond. You can imagine this as fresh water if you'd like to, as you wouldn't be consciously putting bad water into your pond. However, you don't know it was fresh water. But all of this water just comes into your pond, and because you have no filtration system, no thinking system, it just mixes with the original fresh water that was in there. Now imagine your pond has been there for as long as you've been alive. All of your experiences have flowed and been poured into your pond, and mix with all the water that's already there. How does this water look to you? So is it easy for you to imagine that right now your pond is pretty full of some very dirty water? Would you want to drink from that water? Well, your life has, is, and will be made up by you drinking your thoughts from that water. Just think about it this way. When you make your very next life-changing decision, you should be aware that in fact, you're not making it from sound, clear water thinking. But instead, your life-changing decision is coming from muddy, polluted water. Now, as you've aged, the water has been getting more and more polluted. And in some parts of the pond, maybe around the edges, you can see the water is stagnant and truly undrinkable. But even the water near the centre of your pond is now pretty dirty. Not as bad as the nasty stagnant bits, maybe. But all the water is now dirty, as of course it is all connected. And remember, you have to drink from it. It's your source of life. There's nowhere else to drink from, after all. They are your thoughts, and your thoughts result in your life. So you are drinking from this dirty pond, and your life is the result. But what about if you cleaned some of that water and made it fresh to drink? Would that help? What about if you poured into your pond some of the cleanest, purest water you could ever find? Would that make your water fresh again? Of course not, because it is all connected to the dirty water. So if you clean it, then as soon as you pour clean water into it, it is quickly or instantly polluted again. Well, this explains why people don't succeed. They are cleaning or adding in fresh water to a dirty pond of water. Then when they turn around, it's polluted again. Now, to think you could clean water by adding in fresh water is of course insanity. But then, if the entire world was attempting to do it this way, then it would appear to be sane, wouldn't it? How's my metaphor working out for you so far? You cannot deal with dirty water in isolation. You have to deal with all the dirty water in an all-encompassing way to clean it. Obvious, really, isn't it? Yet, before the end of the day, no doubt the virus in your mind will have you convincing yourself to add in more fresh water before you clean it. It is difficult to stop acting this way, as it is an ingrained way we think. If you doubt this, or if you can hold it off for a few days, then it will only be for a few days, as you will return to this pattern, as the entire human race is doing it this way. Now, we all still have our natural water filter. It is just more effective on some people in some areas of their lives, more than it is on others. And this goes for every different area of life. So we all have this filter for every area of life, and all areas are connected, as water and thoughts are all connected. As the saying goes, lucky with love and unlucky with money. But in some areas, we seem to have some natural filtering for that area of the pond. Some of the natural filters work well, some work poorly, some don't work at all, and some work well enough to not cause a big problem. Someone who still has their natural filter working in a particular area is considered to be a success in that area of life. The success is made up of three elements: water filtering ability, the amount of water from that area of interest, and the amount of time spent nurturing that water. But if you don't have a water filter to bring structure to your water supply, then your water is unpurified, and when you drink from it, you fail. You and 99.999% of the world have chaos going on in your water supply. You are pouring clean fresh water into your dirty pond and wondering why you're not getting the results of clean fresh water to drink. But it's obvious when you look at it that there is no clean water, as it pours into the dirty water and gets instantly polluted. Now, the reason why what I teach you is so very different to any other system for thinking out there is that it deals with cleaning all the water in one go. It is an all-encompassing system. So when you've done it, you have a fresh water supply to think with. And then I give you a way to continuously apply the techniques to maintain your water supply for the rest of your life. Because think about it. What would happen to your water supply if you cleaned it all at once and then you left it to fend for itself? How long would it be before it was filthy dirty again? Why do you think swimming pools have to be maintained regularly? Because they get polluted. Your mind needs tending to ensure it remains full of fresh water. Now let's look at the problem of our lives not being static. Nothing stands still. So let's say you think, well, I'll learn this system for thinking. I clean my pond, then I can maintain the supply now that the water is clean. So I don't need to do some regular maintenance to the water. But now imagine, just for a second, a tsunami comes along and washes all over your pond and fills it up with some polluted water. Where did the tsunami come from? Well, your pond's next to the sea, remember? Life has its way of serving up tsunamis when you're least expecting them. For example, a personal tragedy, your partner's walked out, you failed an exam, you didn't get the job, you got laid off. Any of those and a thousand more are tsunami thoughts that mess up the balance and your water needs to be cleaned again. But with a structured thinking system, a tsunami strikes, and as it rescinds, in just moments, your structured thinking system is already cleaning the polluted water for you. What's more, you can actually watch without pain and see this system at work cleaning your water, cleaning your thoughts. This is why educating yourself with what to think information before you have a structured thinking system is doomed to failure. Do you see why all you've learned has not all worked? However, when you have an automatic, structured system for thinking, then of course anything and everything will work. A structured system of thought means you automatically clean your water. And when cleaning the water, your thoughts only work if you clean it all at once in an all-encompassing way. And of course, you have a structured system to keep your water clean. What you, and in fact the entire world, needs is a structure that will allow you to gradually and easily clean your pond. Then when you're finished, your mind is going to be full of pure water. Just the same as when you were a child and your head was full of pure, unpolluted water. This is what separates what I teach from every other success mind system and work on personal development there is. This is why you really can change and get the life you desire. Because you get a new structured way of thinking, which works in harmony with your own natural structured way of thinking. And because it is designed to fit in with your own natural way of thinking, then it is easy to understand and easy to master. And it will ensure you get what you want in the same way as you got what you wanted when you learned to walk. Will it work quickly? For some, yes. For others, no. Will it work to improve everyone's thinking? Yes. Everyone learned to walk. The problem in the world is one of unconscious thought. Now, this is a big subject, but basically a simplified version is unconscious thought. A person starts their life and has pure fresh water in their pond. As they go through their life, their pond becomes undrinkable by their mid-30s and very toxic by their 50s. Every person is different though, so don't take this guide as read. So, the pond gets dirtier as they age. And here's what goes wrong. A person's life is created by their thoughts, so they have a situation come up and they push it around in the clear fresh water of their mind. Oh no, they don't. They push it through the muddy bog in their mind. Then they make a decision based on what the mud has told them to do. However, they don't think they've made a bad decision, as they, that's everyone, thinks that they are making decisions with crystal clear thinking. They don't think they are making bad decisions. The thought never entered their mind. And hey, maybe they haven't, as every once in a while, you win when you gamble. Without structure to your thoughts, you are merely gambling at winning in life. But with structure, then success becomes as certain as when you were learning to walk. Without structure, you're gambling, without even knowing you are. All people think that their decision was made with crystal clear thinking, using their crystal clear mind. They don't know they are not making 100% rational decisions, because they don't know their thoughts are not clean fresh water, but instead are mud. This is therefore part of unconscious thinking, and it is why the world is in so much trouble. Just for a second, imagine a world where everybody could filter their minds back to clear, fresh water, instead of the world we live in, where decisions are made by all people whose minds look like this. If you just keep putting more good what-to-think information into a muddy mind and expecting a different result without having a mind that first knows how to think, a mind that knows how to accurately use that information, then do you really think more what-to-think information is the correct answer? Of course not. Putting more what-to-think information into a muddy mind is simply doomed to fail. It becomes so obvious when you take a good look. So which person are you? You see, somewhere along the way, it almost certainly went wrong, as you should be able to make decisions with a clear thinking mind. But unfortunately, it is likely your mind has got mostly or at least partially full of mud somehow. So which sort of person are you? When's enough going to be enough? When are you going to get to the point of going, this isn't working for me? This muddy thinking is not good enough. I want more from my life. I deserve more from my life. I want to be able to give more too. Now this is how your life should have looked. This is how you are designed to function. Clear blue water all the way through. This is how we are taught that we are actually doing it. However, we are not. Because what happens is, as we become older, our thoughts become more and more muddy. Our thinking becomes less and less accurate. A less structured thinking enters a person's life, then there is nothing to prevent the trend. As loading more what-to-think information into a muddy mind will not fix it. To think otherwise, after this metaphor, would be nothing short of insane thinking. So which person are you? As for some people watching this video, this will come across like a revelation, as it will become crystal clear why they have struggled in life. Some people will think they already know all of this, as they've heard people explain this sort of thing before. But if those people are not living the life they wanted to live, then they almost certainly only know this on an intellectual level. It takes great power of thought to recognise that knowing something like this on an intellectual level is not only no good, but actually destructive to you actually getting what you want from life. Why is it destructive? Because when you think you know something, then you don't think you need to give it any more thought. So you don't. It is in this action that people fail. To know it and not yet have applied it is to not yet know it. To live it is the only solution. But even if a person has tried to live it, well, it just doesn't seem to work, does it? This is because you're pouring clean, fresh water into a muddy pond. What you need to do is to get this on a much deeper level than just intellectually knowing it. A level where it can change your life, where they truly know it, because they are now living it. When a person gets it to this level, then they stop trying to succeed, and instead they just succeed. This is exactly how we thought when we learned to walk. We did not try to walk. We just kept going without thinking until we walked. This is the exact process for success contained in a sentence. Some people will think, well, it's a nice theory, but to be honest, they will probably be thinking that clearing their whole mind is an insurmountable problem, and so would then decide instead to do no further research and continue to accept that success is to be pursued elsewhere. And hey, who am I to say they are wrong? I can only point out the problem and where the solution lies. We are all given free will, and only they can choose to drink what I am offering. A great Zen wisdom quote is, to know and to not yet do is to not yet know. Because success lies in the application level, not in the understanding level. As people age, success becomes less and less likely, because their minds become more and more polluted. Especially because they now know many things on an intellectual level. They may not be able to apply it yet, but they can talk about it very well. The answer is, of course, to clean their minds and then provide a filter to keep it clean, so that whatever course, whatever book, whatever system to get rich, find the perfect partner, pass exams, whatever it is, becomes easy for them to absorb and apply. The world has a 99.999% failure rate, and this is unacceptable. We must do better. Teachers can teach success if the mind of the student is ready to create success. But if the mind is not ready, then no matter how good the teacher is, the student will almost certainly fail. This is why I created Saltori Structured Thinking, to get the minds of the students ready for whatever success they want from life. If you have a muddy mind, then you almost certainly won't succeed at those things you'd love to succeed at. Or at best, your success will be severely limited. Of course, you will succeed in some areas of your life, with your mind as it is now. It is just we view what we already have as being of only limited value. But when your mind is clear, then you will succeed in all areas of life and be happy always, no matter what life throws at you. Saltori was created so that people really can get the life they desire and not have to just accept the one they've got is as good as it gets for them. Saltori makes it possible for other people's systems to work. Because when people learn how to automatically and effortlessly structure their thoughts, then they stop being afraid of failing. They stop worrying about what may happen, and they start living again like they did before their minds were polluted. If you want to learn how to make money trading stocks, then Saltori structures your thinking to make an expert system work. If you want to find success in sports, then Saltori structures your thinking to make it easy for you to find your full potential. If you want to find your perfect partner, then Saltori structures your thinking to make it easy for you to actually find the perfect person to spend your life with. If you want to get rich in real estate, then Saltori structures your thinking to make it easy to apply and achieve an expert's training. If you want to move up the career ladder, then Saltori structures your thinking to make you the most appealing candidate you can possibly be. Basically, anything you want, this process makes you the most efficient you can be at getting it. This is why I say that Saltori is the secret of progress in any area of life that you want progress. Any attempt to become successful without structure to your thoughts results in pouring fresh water into a muddy pond. It is insane to continue to do it this way once it is pointed out. However, that doesn't mean you won't continue to try and do it that way. As whoever said, we humans were always sane and rational. The virus that was created by the muddy water will quickly work to rush us onto another subject as fast as possible. To look elsewhere for the answers to the questions, why can't I succeed? And what am I doing wrong? as the virus knows that when the water is cleaned, it can no longer hide in the mud, and then once exposed, can easily be removed. Its primary weapon over you is convincing you that it does not exist, so it needs the mud to hide in. The question you should be asking yourself is, what's hiding? What's lurking in the muddy thoughts in my mind? And what damage is that doing to my life? This virus is present in all people. It uses our words to speak to us, and it speaks in our voice. But those words were not our natural language. Our natural language is our intuition and feelings. The problem is, our words are a man-made language, and they are nowhere near as efficient as our intuition and our feelings. It can take 1,000 words or more to properly explain a single feeling. But a feeling can be conveyed in a moment. This is our natural language, and with it comes our natural success guidance system. If you want success in any area, then you just need to relearn to use your natural language again. And learn to notice when the virus is talking to you, as that way you can begin noticing it and therefore ignoring it, and get your life unstuck. This is what Sartori teaches you, how to relearn your natural language and how to notice the virus by shining a light on it. You probably ask the questions, why can't I succeed and what am I doing wrong? This is probably why you're watching this video. Because you asked those questions, your correct action spoke directly to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind brought you here. Yes, you really are that clever. And that was you using your natural language automatically without thought. But now the man-made virus that lurks in the mud of your conscious mind will now work to undermine the work done by your subconscious mind. Unfortunately, you can only stop this sort of action if you can see it. I expect you have already seen this happen before in your life many times. You asked for an answer, your subconscious mind delivered it, and your conscious mind convinced you that it was not the answer, or just distracted you so that you didn't follow through on the answer. Sound familiar? Unfortunately, you can only stop it if you can see it. And this virus in your mind, and everybody else's mind, is a master of disguise. This virus is not your fault. Your errors are not your fault. You have been programmed by people who were programmed by other people. They were all following a bad model. People noticed it wasn't a good model, but no one had found the root cause of the problem. That we, none of us, are ever taught how to think. We're all just taught what to think. No one was taught a structured way to think properly. Successful people cannot tell you how they became successful. At best, they only think they know. The secret is, they did it by accident. They were probably programmed just the same way as you were, but the programming failed to be installed into them. The good news is, it can be uninstalled from you. Because you are a naturally successful person, despite what life may or may not have shown you. Almost certainly, you've got some faulty programming in there at the moment. All Sartori does is go in and kill off the faulty bits, and leaves everything that is good free to work perfectly from then on. You really do have a choice now, finally, of becoming successful in the area you want to become successful in, and finally enjoying your life fully instead of putting up with it. Insanity is to carry on doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Sanity is to notice when you're doing it wrong and decide to no longer live that way. Please understand, it really is not your fault you've been doing it wrong. And it really isn't hard to stop. The hardest bit is to overcome the virus's need to drag you away from the answer you found. Then after that, to make a decision that you demand full control back of your mind instead of being imprisoned by it. It is your life. It is your choice. But if you've heard enough to either research more or trust your subconscious mind and begin the process, then click the link and begin applying Sartori's structured thinking to your life today. Thank you for watching. I trust this has made you really think.